welcome to the Awkward Tea Party. Today we are talking about the obvious. We're talking about Sanic. We're going right into it. This is Rosie. There's Max. Here we go.
Just do it.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, no so intros.
So for it. So okay, in case you guys wasn't familiar to any of you, that was the 90s intro of one of my favorite renditions of the American Sonic cartoon.
Yes.
Which is Sonic the Hedgehog. But there's the other one, which is a little bit more goofy, which was Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. I wasn't a fan of that too much because it was too goofy. It's not canon to, you know, but it's like it helped build up was the for at least for Sonic fans, a very OP Archie Sonic and whatnot. But anyways, we're talking about Sonic the Hedgehog 2. If you guys didn't know, when Sonic 2 the video game came out, it became the number one video game in the world, and now they're doing it again by being the number one movie in the world. And hell yeah, I'm excited. Okay, there's a couple ways I was gonna structure this, but I'm just gonna go off with things we liked, things we didn't like, and I'll share a point, you guys share a point, and then we'll eventually transition to things we didn't like, because we can go to the three-act structure all we want and dissect it, but I feel like that's going to make the podcast much longer. And I feel like we need to do another watch through just to really appreciate it.
Yes.
Because there's so many Easter eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that I definitely loved is that they introduced Knuckles, bitch.
Yes.
Within the first 5 minutes of the movie, there's no like delay. It was like,
here's
Knuckles. You saw it in the trailers, you saw it in the previews. Knuckles, bitch.
Yeah. And one thing that confused me is like when Robotnik was trying to fight, who are these other tribes people?
Yes, so actually, for a lot of people that don't know, IDW came out with a prequel. Connecting to the Sonic movie.
God damn it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's out there. I've seen some of it, but I do know that without any spoiler alert, if you haven't read the prequel, it's basically talks about what were they doing before they got to the main story of Sonic
the Hedgehog 2. Oh my god, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, they explain that.
That makes sense. Okay, well, we're going to preface this now.
Spoilers.
This podcast is spoiler filled. So if you haven't watched the movie by the time we release this, get wrecked.
Sorry.
What about them, Rosie? Because I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I haven't actually read the entire like comic thing. I was usually like watching people reviews of this comic and how they were just basically giving you a rundown of it. So basically, in one of the stories for the comic, it follows Knuckles and like how he's just been trying to find Sonic because he knows about the whole Longclaw and the kid, that thing. But eventually he comes across these scavenger looking people, the one we saw in the movie, and they take him in. They basically like take him into custody in a way. And he's like, what are you guys doing? Like, I'm trying to find someone, whatever it is. And I don't know the whole story on why they took him into custody because I haven't read the entire thing, but I do know that eventually Knuckles fights something that was supposed to torture him, whatever it is. And I guess Knuckles told them, hey, help me look for Sonic, and then we chilling.
Yeah. Okay. Now I definitely want to watch it. It's in IDW Sonic. So that one thing that I do, since we're talking about like IDW, Archie, Sonic and all that, I do like how this Sonic, is portrayed as a kid trying to figure it out.
They really leaned into it.
Yeah,
because he's a kid. He's our kid.
Because that's one of the things that I know some people criticize. Like he's too immature, but that's the point. He's a young.
Yeah. He's a kid. Yeah.
He doesn't know that his powers.
He's a child.
Yeah. So that's that they lean into that, trying to find a family and all that stuff, and we'll get to that in a sec with that ending. And another thing that I love is that they made Knuckles dense and kind of a knucklehead, but still badass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dot.
Watching TV. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot.
dot 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 dot.
I love it because it
tiny magical hedgehog dead.
Exactly. It's just all, it's because over the years they just made him just complete dumb.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what makes Knuckles here in like dense is just the fact that he's so serious and he just doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know? So his not knowing literally is funny. Yes.
He just takes things literally. Like he doesn't get figures of speech because I just doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Dishonor.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh no. Yeah, this
I,
is how I
roll. Because they were because I know for the longest time was Sonic 3, you know, and during that time, and Knuckles was the badass. He was cool. And then here comes, you know, I think I forgot which video I got it from, but here comes them trying to rebrand for a younger audience. Here comes Sonic Adventure 2.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sonic Adventure, they need to reintroduce another badass that's kind of edgy as well. In comes Shadow, because there can't be two badasses hanging about. So they gotta made Knuckles more of
dense,
and but like leaned into it where he's kind of an idiot. Like, mm-hmm. And I liked they especially leaned in on it, and I think the Sonic Boom series. I thought it was funny. I thought it was hilarious, but it was like, man, Knuckles, you're just a joke now, dude.
Yeah.
He's just like a badass.
Like, yeah. Oh, they redeemed him. Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
And also, like with my baby boy Tails, my little cinnamon bun. No, because like obviously they did the reveal from like in the first movie in the after credit scene. So I was like, yes, Tails, and I was just like sitting there because I am absolutely appalled at the fact that there is barely any Tails merch that you can find at the same level as it is with Sonic or Knuckles, and I'm like.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. My baby, like, he is a pilot. He is an engineer. He is an so inventor. Smart. He is a scientist and apparently a good dancer.
Oh, yeah. I loved that they leaned in. I was like, I wonder if they're going to make Sonic break.
They did.
And I'm like, hell yes. If you've played Sonic and Forces Spattle, or any of them, Sonic does like a freaking flare, air flare, and all this stuff. And like, the minute I saw him start top rocking, I'm like,
yeah.
They did locking, bro.
Yeah, they did locking. They were like, I'm like,
yeah, I was like, I was expecting an epic fight, but then they went to a dance off or what regular people call it.
A dance off.
And I'm like, no. If you guys missed it, like he did the Sonic Adventure pose when he was jumping in the air. Yeah. So I'm like, he did it.
I squealed in the theater.
Oh my God. Well, the whole like dance battle scene was happening. I was just like looking at my friends. I was like, this is making me so happy on so many levels right now, not just as a Sonic fan. And I'm just like, oh, he did it.
This movie encapsulates why I loved Sonic more than Mario as a kid.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No, but like Chris Pratt has a lot to live up to.
Oh. But like, even with just that scene, because I've been watching a lot of people's reviews, all these YouTubers that love Sonic.
Now you're one of them.
Now I'm one of them. But like, I one of them had like a good point. Like some of them thought like that scene, the whole dancing of them being in that, I guess cabin or whatever, was like they could have shortened it or they could have taken it out because it was irrelevant. But I think that it was, even if it was like a silly moment, not really relevant to the main story, I think it was very, very relevant to the story between Sonic and Tails' brotherhood.
Because
they really built upon that. And I'm just so happy that they took time to really gave them, like, it's just Sonic and Tails for so long. And I'm so happy that they had that little cute moment.
And like the fireplace with the tail.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I was like, no. Oh,
this one little tear. I was like, my bun bun.
And then when Sonic calls him, like, sure, buddy. Like,
that, I know.
when the part where he or Tails was just passed out for a while, mm-hmm. and he was just like determined to make him like
he was like, come on, Tails, wake up. I was like,
wake up,
yeah, Tails, wake up.
The concern in his voice was just so like, oh my gosh. Like
this Ben Schwartz played that so well.
He played it so well. And I love how they showed that because like Sonic doesn't have anyone like him, you know, from the first movie. He's just been around like he has his family, like humans, but like people like him.
Yeah.
Like that was like, oh my gosh, it's even like a
multi-dimensional rodents.
Yeah, like one of the things as we're getting Rosie's connection back, like one of the things that I love, like I was hesitant about Ben Schwartz at first because, you know, I'm like, because the original voice actors, you know, like what, that's what I loved about Tails.
Yeah.
Like they,
yes.
I'm glad that they kept the original voice actor. For
and they put on the Tails. Fucking poster.
Fuck yes.
As they should.
Yes. Yes.
I was about to get angry. Like, everybody got angry.
So, you know, and I get that they want to try to drive, get star power and whatnot to bring the people in. I mean, albeit the casting was great. Like,
yeah, sure.
Jim Carrey.
The guy from Criminal Minds.
Jim Carrey in full, like, effect.
At his Jim Carrey.
Classic form, 90s Jim Carrey was perfect for this. Who would have thought Idris Elba would have made Knuckles sound so goddamn sexy.
Idris Elba wanted this.
Yeah,
he's like, a gamer.
Like the I remember that being the first article on like so.
Knuckles is sexy now.
But he just made it badass, and
I know
Ben Schwartz, like the Easter eggs of everything. If you go, for those of you guys who watch Parks and Rec, Ben Schwartz's character of John Ralphio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed
that one.
The direction that they went with this was so good. Like I thought the fan service and the Easter eggs were good on the first one, especially with the Sonic drawings and all that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but then they dropped even more here that I think every Sonic fan. Oh, yeah,
The beginning when Eggman met Knuckles in the Mushroom Planet and he goes, I'll be happy to show you the way. I was like,
I'll show you the way.
Oh my god. You're like,
all the Easter eggs, man. I'm like whoever helped write this, whoever helped put the research,
was a Sonic fan. Memes,
Sonic yes.
Fan. Like, we have to have this. We have to have this.
And then I love how like Sonic fans were able to bully an entire production team into A, fixing Sonic for the first one, and B, getting Tails' voice actor on the fucking poster.
Yeah. Like if you think about it, it's like if they hadn't listened to the fans,
what kind of movie would we get?
It would have flopped. Would have flopped. But it's crazy how to think like could have flopped, but then again, it didn't. So they listened to us, and now it's the number one video game movie. It broke video game movie stigma.
Yes.
Sonic did that.
Sonic did that. Because there has been so many bad video game movies.
Yeah.
From the history of video game movies, and I've watched most of them.
And it's still a kid's movie, because I think a lot of video game movies tried to take themselves way too seriously.
They
try
to go dark.
Yeah. Or they didn't stick too close to the source material. Mm-hmm. I had high hopes for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
And I was disappointed. And they made all this hype on the friggin' eagle drop or jump and whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it? We do this. This is normal in the game.
Yeah. Did anyone watch Uncharted?
I didn't.
I heard good things. The thing that made me like it's because it's a prequel to, you know,
it's a young Nathan Drake.
Yeah, so I get it, because then it makes longevity for the franchise.
Yeah,
so but it's also because if it's Mark Wahlberg, and because I could see Mark Wahlberg being Nathan Drake, but he's how many more movies can he do, you know, much later?
He's Marky Mark.
So with Tom Holland, he's still young, so he can age into that role. As much as he wants to keep doing Spider-Man. I love that they leaned on the simple things, leaning on the chili dog obsession, which was more of an American Sonic kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
I loved how they also thought about Knuckles, because Knuckles' favorite food is grapes.
The grapes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That moment I was like, oh my gosh, they don't miss.
There were kids in the row in front of us, and then like we oldie people got it. And they were just like, grapes. And then, like, there was like, I don't get it. I was like, no, you sweet summer child.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Of course you don't get it.
You're literally this little.
Why are you even here? This is my movie.
This is for us.
Okay. Yeah, this was made for us. But it's a kid's movie. Yeah, for us. Yeah, for our inner children. This is...
And
our inner children.
That's one of the things why it's, I feel like the production team got so much support from the Sonic community is because it just felt like they actually cared about our childhood.
Yeah.
They just held it so caringly and then they just delivered. And it was just one of the things like, thank you for respecting, bringing my childhood to life on a big screen.
Yeah. Like in the history of all adaptations from like childhood or like any source material that like a beloved source material, like this is one of what this is.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. The part where that got me teary eyed was when they're like making their last stand against the they're like, God. This is where we make our stand.
And which they I do thought like was a, gonna be Death Egg.
Yeah. And then they do like a Sonic Heroes
Sonic Heroes
Easter egg. Sonic Heroes.
I was like, bro.
I'm like, oh my God, this is what I've been wanting to see on screen as a ever since a kid. Like no cart like I saw it
not
in
cartoons.
It was okay, but I was like they are together.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The feels, man.
Like that's
like
right.
They did that they did that at me and our my friends were just like, in a moment.
Wait.
Like, especially in the IDW comics and the Archie comics, it's always there's Sonic and Tails and Knuckles doing off his own thing because he's on Angel Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But him being there and then like just being that same, like this is the original trio of speed, strength, and mind right there, just being on the same screen.
Oh, baby boy.
I'm like, they're gonna fight together right now. Oh God.
I mean when Tails came through with the plane, I was like,
I know. I was like, the tornado. Man. And then I love that they really leaned in on Tails being a genius, like not here's his fancy gadget. It's like here is his brilliance in many ways.
Yeah.
But
even if he had that stalker moment of what he was saying, I've been watching you, and then people were like, what the fuck? I'm like, no.
He's like, it's like that's trick question. Sonic the Hedgehog takes bump.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
But that also made me question. I'm like, okay, if Tails was watching him and stuff like that, I want to know Tails' story now.
Yeah.
Actually, like I'm curious. And I'm just like,
Like, what was he actually doing? You're like, while he was watching, Can we get a spinoff?
Can we get a spinoff,
please?
The CU.
Yeah, the SCU, please. I mean, babe, you wanted the basically like a Smash Bros type cinematic universe thing. Because we have Detective Pikachu, so you have Pokemon. And then we have the Super Mario movie coming up.
This is right.
Ooh!
And we have that trio in itself is pretty big.
Yeah.
Like those three very like iconic video game characters and put them into a movie somehow. Ooh, where there's some sort of
and
tournament.
Do it right.
Style. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Can we get Kirby?
Oh, man. Kirby.
Like,
and Ness. Can we get Mother and can we get Earthbound in there?
Oh my God, Earthbound.
Earthbound, yeah. Those are
the same. And the other things too.
Anyway,
like,
Sonic.
Where right before he was about to run across the ocean, he said the line,
I gotta go fast.
Like, because normally it's a fucking joke.
It's a joke.
Gotta go fast. But he made that joke into a cool ass moment, man.
This was like Dua Lipa owning her meme moves.
Yeah.
They took all the memes and made it cool.
Yeah.
Knuckles showed you the way.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be happy to show you the way.
I can't get past this. I freaked out when I saw this in the theater. when Sonic gets underwater, he breathes in an air bubble. Like,
And he's trying to help Knuckles.
He's trying to help Knuckles. And I was just like, they didn't save him. Even though they tried to kill him. Like, and then, they did their research.
And then that the existential crisis moment for Knuckles was like, he was betrayed. And then Knuckles was like, I thought you were my friend. Like, no, Knuckles. Your naive heart.
Sonic's your friend.
And then, the sand throwing part.
Oh, I know. That was great. Why'd you save me?
That was great.
I need to rewatch it.
I really do.
Is that an Earth saying?
No, that's a
Wachowski family special.
Oh, it's so cute.
And then Supersonic.
Wow.
Dude, they built that up pretty well.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
Like, so like the classic of like shit's hitting the fan. Mm-hmm. Sonic just can't even run. He's struggling. And here comes, and I like how they tied it back into his family saving him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know,
let's go get our kid.
I was like,
and then,
like in the beginning, he said, you know, I thought you were my friend, not my dad. I was like, what?
Oh yeah, I thought it was great that they leaned into that. I'm like, he's still a kid, like trying to like, oh. Then the part where they were about right before they were smashed and they're just holding, and then Sonic trying to figure it out, that Master Emerald breaking, and I'm like, oh,
it's just, and then the Emeralds are just like, hey, wiggle in.
Then seeing him be like as OP as friggin', I don't know, Captain Marvel. That's the closest thing I can say, like close to that scene of just like him destroying. God, the death. Is that the death egg? No, the death egg. I'm trying to remember what this is called.
Gosh darn it. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why. We're terrible Sonic fans right now. Yeah,
wow.
We're just so excited. That's why we're
Yeah, and there's a part where I thought I forgot that this is a kids' movie until Jim Carrey started controlling the robot and he was like doing these really silly movements. I was like, oh yeah, this is a kid's
movie. They're leaning in on the city.
Oh, okay. But this is also the interesting because you know how they Knuckles puts it together, which I'm so glad they showed
that
Knuckles put it together.
Yeah.
Where are the Chaos Emeralds?
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Because what I'm wondering is, did they spread out in Earth or different worlds, universes,
or whatever?
I thought that was interesting. Different zones. I don't know much about the Sonic X.
Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah. Like, so this is exactly what I had predicted.
Sonic Adventure 2.
Like, the minute Tails came in, after the first movie came out, I was like, they're going to combine Sonic 2 and 3 into one movie. And then Sonic Adventure 1-ish, probably more likely 2 into the third one.
Because
there's like so much to unpack. And Tails doesn't necessarily need his own movie because it's like, it's more like not his own movie, but like it would be great, like not just featuring those two, but it would be great to throw them in as well. One thing I wasn't a fan of was the flip of like, well, I like the idea of like two tribes fighting, like Sonic's tribe and then all that for the Emerald.
Yeah,
I wasn't a fan that how it was. Sonic was the guardian of the Master Emerald, Knuckles is supposed to be the guardian, but I guess we got to a happy medium at the end where it's like, we are the guardians now.
I can get behind that.
And who knows, it might actually change throughout time. Whereas Knuckles, I'm going to need you to just be the guard the Master Emerald, you know?
Because Knuckles was, like I said, the movie, he trained for it all his life. To be, he's very like a soldier to credit a guard, and Sonic's kind of a free spirit.
Sonic didn't even know.
One thing too that I thought that the movie could have definitely done well without is a good chunk of the human parts of the story.
Jim Carrey carried the humans.
I like the whole the wedding thing. I thought that was freaking hilarious. The whole she's coming out of a golf cart and everything's exploding. And I'm just like, why is everything exploding?
What is happening?
What is happening? I love that. I love that part, random, like the randomness of it. Mm-hmm. I just felt like it went on for too long.
Yeah.
Yes. It went on for a bit too long. It could have just been a little bit more compressed.
And I did like how they had Tails' backpack and they were just like, what's this?
I know. Yeah,
the momentum definitely slowed down whenever it shifted to Tom's side of the story. Like, because I feel like at this point, because like in the first movie, it made sense, like as a starting off point, you know, Sonic's in this new planet that he doesn't know, he needs to make relationships. Now we're introducing more of Sonic's cast, and I feel like they were struggling in trying to keep like both sides of the story. Mm-hmm. It felt like two different movies, one solid Sonic movie mashed up with a haphazard rom-com.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it felt like they're still trying to tie between the two. I think it gave too much of the human side and not of Sonic. Like as great as the wedding sequence was, and as great as, I forget the actress's name for her wedding day. She's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Amazing. She had her, like, I'm glad she had her moment. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the story, I feel like that whole part could have just been wiped out.
Yeah.
Right out.
And I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. It could have been like, I don't know, like the part where she, I don't want to call her crazy, where she went like
went jilted bride.
Yes. On that golf cart scene all the way to the end could have been cut out. And you could go straight into names, but to Sonic's mom in a sense, to being safe.
Maddie.
Yeah. Right, they wouldn't have missed a beat. Yeah. Still would have made sense. Because I get the importance of the human part of like introducing guardian units of nations like that.
That's where I was just like,
gun. You can't.
That totally made sense. Like, okay, that's very important information because now we're going into Sonic Adventure territory.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite Easter eggs was the helicopter when it said SA2.
Yeah, Sonic Adventure 2. It's Sonic Adventure 2. Gun. Like that whole like wedding scene, like I was like, I was talking to my friends. I'm like, he looks like a cop. He was like, how'd you know? I mean, he's the guy from Criminal Minds, so he's a cop.
Yeah.
He's a cop. He's a co-op. He's a fucking co-op. And then there you go. I was like, I told you he's a fucking co-op. Yeah.
But that's kind of fucked up though. A whole operation with a fake wedding.
I called it Operation Fucking Catfish. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this woman cannot catch a break.
I know, like first with being tied.
So I'm really glad she had her moment.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like if that scene wasn't necessary, but I'm glad she had the moment.
Because she definitely had, in terms of energy and performance, I think she killed it in the first one, and I'm glad they leaned into more of that into the third one.
Yeah,
That
could have been like a bonus scene, like that could have been like a post credit or like a mid roll or something. Like the whole that like scene, they could have cut it up for the main movie. Or do it like, you know, in like The Hangover where they would, you know, all the stuff they forgot in those pictures of the shit they were doing, like in Hangover 2, like just have like snapshot snippets of it going on with the credits. And like, you know, what happened?
Yeah. Oh, I love those things where it's like, you see, like there's more that we did in the story we didn't see.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to definitely spoil even more spoiler territory is the mid-credits scene.
Mid-credit. Oh.
And they were talking about some of the 50-year history. Wow. I'm like, Shadow.
As soon as they said Shadow. 50 years,
50
John and I were like, oh! The like, guys in front of us were all like, it's Shadow!
Yeah, no, and I'm like, 50. Shadow.
It's Shadow!
I'm holding Jordan. It's Shadow.
I may have punched my friend in the arm a couple times and might have thrown his cup of icy.
Just throw it in the movie theater.
I almost did. I was going to be like, yes!
Dude.
Oh my gosh. It was insane.
And I'm glad it's like, because these characters were like took decades to introduce.
Yeah.
From Sonic 2 and then Sonic Adventure, probably what, late 90s? Early
Sonic 2000s? Adventure was late 90s.
So 98 was Sonic Adventure 1.
Yeah, Sonic Adventure 1.
Early 2000s. So I'm curious if they're even going to touch the chaos timeline, like that part, mm-hmm. or if we're going to do just lean in straight into the Sonic Adventure 2 storyline, which yeah. I think was a great storyline.
Yeah, I love Sonic Adventure 2.
You better open it with City Escape.
Yeah. Bro, oh my gosh. If they go into Sonic Adventure 2, this is where we're getting into deeper, more darker plot line.
Yeah.
Sonic Adventure 2 is Sonic like, Adventure 2, what yeah. Like, yeah. So, but my thing is, if we're going into Sonic Adventure 2 territory, please bring back the soundtracks.
Yes.
Soundtracks.
Sonic Adventure 2 soundtrack is all bops, no flaps. All bops, no flaps.
Dude, you know how they're doing like some different renditions of like Green Hill Zone, Emerald Hill Zone? I hope that they do something with City Escape, but like somehow they renew it. But like not with
keep the
essence,
soul of it.
Yeah, that's what's all the rappers and all that putting these tracks together. Mm-hmm. But like not with them.
Please.
Especially in the Sonic Adventure, like he had a heavy like rock vibe through mm-hmm. and through.
Yes, I need to hear Pumpkin Hill for Knuckles. I'm going nuts if they do
Let's
that.
Fucking go.
Yeah. Oh my god. And then, and because they definitely introduced like in the first scene of the movie when with Sonic, he's you know been prone to property damage. So, I mean, it would make sense that City Escape also involves property
damage.
Yeah. And then they've been doing a great job with just like these Easter eggs or like these teasers of the next film.
Yeah.
Like Sonic 1, and we're like, holy shit, it's Tails. Yeah. Sonic 2, holy shit, it's Shadow.
Does this mean we get Amy?
I'm hoping. Okay. Here's my thing, because I know they introduced Sonic as the kid, technically he should be 15 technically.
Yeah.
If they do a time skip or whatever, if they still want to make this like wholesome and stuff like that, let's say he turns like 18 or something, I think that would be pretty nice to introduce Amy.
Yeah. I think that'd be great. I read on Twitter
and Rouge.
I feel like if Gun's involved, Rouge is going to be involved. If Shadow is involved, Gun's involved, Rouge is involved. Yeah, yes. I read on Twitter that it would be a nice twist if instead of Amy being obsessed with Sonic, it would be the other way.
I read that. Yeah. Because it's a different version of Sonic that we have. First of all, he had never met anyone like him, like Tails and Knuckles.
So now he has to meet a female
hedgehog.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would be really, really cute. Yeah. To see. Yeah.
And to be enamored.
Yeah. And I hope they don't make her the fangirl, like the crazy, because there's so much depth to Amy.
Yeah.
And she grew into this leader role, especially in the IDW comics where I just love her. She doesn't have anything special. She doesn't have no superpowers or whatever it is, but she's
got leadership.
She got it. And that's why I hope they just do that.
Respect her.
Especially with how they're treating a lot of female characters in movies, or is that they're going to give her that leadership role. Mm-hmm. It only makes sense, because I think it would be going backwards to make her the fan.
It's the 21st century.
Yeah. So it would be great to see her. Like she's the leader. I don't know, some sort of special task force to lead them against Shadow and whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
They can have the girl power moment the MCU could never have.
Oh my God.
They tried it. I was like, that didn't click with me. I'm sorry.
But she's headstrong. That's the thing. Yeah. And I feel like this is my little imagination, my little fantasy, like if for the movie, is that what if at some point in the third movie that Sonic's just emotionally broken down? Like he feels like he can't like protect everybody. And Amy's there like, bro, I only got a hammer. You're fast, strong, and all this stuff. And I just have my hammer, and yet I'm not a coward. So you guys gotta stand up. Oh, I would love to see that.
And then Sonic would have been like hard eyes for a little bit, and then he goes. Yeah.
And then give her a flower like he did in Sonic X.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. Oh my god,
I already wrote the movie.
Please, are you listening? Hello, right. Hello. Can we bully? Can we bully the team again?
Please, if they ever see this, like, please.
We'll try being nice about it this time.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
We'll say please.
They were
also please masters. Make her character design amazing. Thank you.
I loved the speaking character design. The design for Robotnik's.
Oh.
And I like that they used Eggman and Robotnik interchangeably.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't either or.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I loved his coat. I want the coat.
Like, and the green it's one, where, nice. when he had the emerald, I was just like...
Yeah, right.
Nice. That is slick, sir. I was like, yeah. Matrix who?
Costume?
Yeah. They fucking wish. Costume?
Good job, y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious as to what they're going to do.
Thank you.
What they're going to do with Amy. And one thing I really want some shoe company to do is to freaking get into a collaboration with them.
Yeah.
Like, I think Fila did one with
Fila did with
Sonic.
Sonic's shoes.
I looked at the what do you call it? I looked at the what is it? The poster with Knuckles. Mm-hmm. His shoes are boots, which I think is genius. And I feel like Timberland could be
Tim's, man.
That could be it.
Tim's.
Bro.
Tim's.
Because it's I would buy the shit out of that.
No, Tim's. Definitely Tim's. Cause there was that illustration of Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles as human girls. Like anthropomorphic like girls or whatever. We were like, we need to do this, we need to cosplay this. And we were like absolutely going into like, we need shoes, we need this, we need that. And I have these red like platform sneakers, and I'm like, you know, you're trying to look for something similar and blah, blah, blah. And then like Laura was like, maybe we can just put something together. I was like, wait, I have these shoes. Like, what if you put a red thing over here and like a gold thing and a yellow and a big ribbon and that's it. And she was like, yes.
Yes.
Like, Knuckles shoes. Ever since I saw in Sonic 3, I'm like, I want those shoes. Sonic, you're cool, but I want just the fact because my friend Roy, he showed me the whole thing about Supersonic in Sonic 2. So my brother and I worked our asses off to get all those Chaos Emeralds. And here comes Sonic 3. Sonic's just freaking gliding into Angel Island. And then who's this motherfucker that knocks out Supersonic?
Yeah.
And takes the Chaos Emeralds. I'm like, yo. If he can knock out Supersonic...
Knuckles, bitch!
Knuckles, bitch!
Knuckles, bitch!
It's so good!
Yeah, here's one thing I would love, though. Like, I would like to see other people have their forms, too. In Archie Sonic, they had Supersonic versus Hyper Knuckles.
Yes!
And in the Archie series, they always pitted those two kind of like as rivals. So obviously, and I get that, but also with Tails, it'd be nice to see Super Tails, or in the Archie Sonic comic book. Oh God, when he was, I think it was issue 50 or issue 70. No, issue 50 was something else. But somewhere, he was Robotnik was no longer in the picture. The bad guy was some guy named Mammoth Mogul. He was OP as fuck. Was it Isosnagus? Or Mammoth Mogul. Either way, it was a very strong being. Their Knuckles, Supersonic and the Hyper Knuckles had their asses handed to them. And then here comes this kid with this guy in a hoodie, fucking saves their asses. And then it shows, like, I think the last page is fucking Turbo Tails with the freaking birds around him. Like, yo, they just made Tails super fucking badass right now.
My baby boy.
he just saved Sonic and Knuckles with his own form. And I like that they gave him his own like unique name.
Yeah.
Because it gets redundant, Super Tails and all that.
Super Tails, yeah.
Yeah. Then
And it fits too, because he's a pilot engineer.
Yeah, and I would love to see, like, you know, obviously it's gonna be Super Sonic, Super Shadow or Hyper Shadow, whatever they're gonna call him. I would love to see.
Can we get Metal Sonic?
I hope we see.
I want Metal Sonic.
Which one, though? There's three different versions.
Right.
Because technically, the Sonic 2 one, which I fucking hated as a kid, I think it's called Silver Sonic or Mecha Sonic or Silver Sonic. And then there's Mecha Sonic, which was from, like, I think Sonic CD, the one where that's like that's an actual robotic clone. And then there's, I think, Mecha Sonic from Sonic 3 when you fight him. I forgot what part, but you Knuckles fights him. So there's three of them. And I love that design. I want all the Mecha Sonics.
Have them all show up there.
Yeah. But that's the thing, too. If they're creations of Robotnik. So if Jim Carrey is not going to be Robotnik anymore, it'd be weird to not have
Eggman and his creations.
Yeah. Which is why, like, you guys think like Jim Carrey would agree he would do the third Sonic movie, and then maybe that would be their excuse to just focus on the Sonic characters rather than the humans at that point of venturing off. Because I know in Sonic X, they end up scouring the space and the planets.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that would be, I just feel like once the video games are done, it would just make sense to go to other parts of the other material. And Sonic X, I think in terms of story, makes sense. I fucking hate the whole Werehog thing, so I hope they never get to that.
I really enjoyed the game. Not gonna lie, I enjoyed the game, but I don't want that. Yeah, I really enjoyed the game.
I've been watching like gameplay for that. And I was like,
the cutscenes are wow. They're really high quality.
Interesting.
They're high quality cutscenes for that game. I'm just like, where'd you get the budget? But I don't want them to just let's not go there.
Because
lately, Sonic games have just been, there's a lot of people just been bashing on it. So that's why we're hoping for Sonic Frontiers.
Fingers crossed on Sonic Frontiers. That's supposed to be like more open world, right?
Yeah, that's what
people are saying. I would love an open world Sonic.
That's what I want. That's what I was hoping when I
saw it. It's going to be like Dark Souls style.
Like, that's what I was hoping with the first Sonic Adventure. Like, because I wanted to run around the city really fast. But if Sonic Frontiers as well, I want open world with Knuckles and Tails. Because I download fan games. Like, there's these test fan game, like, where it's just like a developer like area, and you get to play with different attacks that Knuckles has, that Tails has. It's great. And some of these Sonic fan games are way better than the actual Sonic team games. And then I hope this like revitalizes the team to create great content. I liked the idea of Sonic Forces where Robotnik wins. There's that.
That's right. Honestly, because the Sonic like game, like the main story of Sonic, like main games, is so sporadic. Yeah. Like there's no like pinpoint. So that's why I feel like they can literally take this anywhere.
Yeah, they can pull from literally anything. And that's the thing, they're still kind of pulling from source material, and the source material is literally anywhere and everywhere. Which is great.
They're still
honoring the source material.
Yeah, there's that foundation.
Other adaptations, you're just like, you completely lost us.
I forgot who they were, but some of these characters just feel like the character design just didn't feel like it belonged in that world. I don't recall which game it was. I was at that point where I was like, these Sonic games just suck right now. I don't even want to bother playing it. But yeah,
shut up and don't take my money.
Oh, I am grateful that Sonic 2 did this well. I'm looking forward to Sonic 3. And I hope, like, you know, with this hype around it, that they don't fuck it up. You know, because sometimes, when studios do really well and they're like, oh, yeah, now we got budget. Now we got more. And we can, like, just do what's still working. All the Easter eggs and the fan service was just
listen
like,
to the fans.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously, like, write a solid story, but, like, listen to the fans. Don't try to deviate so much, like, because one of the things I loved is, like, the snowboarding, like, Ice Cap Zone or the Ice Cap.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, hell yeah, Sonic snowboarding. That was, like, one of my favorite parts. When I first played Sonic 3 or even in Sonic Adventure, I'm like, oh, shit, he's snowboarding. Or when Sonic and Knuckles are fighting, essentially Hidden Palace Zone, where the Master Emerald is hidden, the whole part where he's sliding into the whole first maze, I'm like, I'm trying to remember which game that was from, but then him running through, I think that was supposed to be a callback to Labyrinth Zone from Sonic 1.
Yeah.
And then there was a part where it was just a wide shot of Sonic, on one side and Robotnik and Knuckles on one side here, I think we'll just, it was a wide shot and just very much reminded me when I first played Sonic 3 with Sonic and Knuckles lock-on technology. That shit, that's where you first actually fight Knuckles in Hidden Palace Zone in the area of the Master Emerald. And that's like, that was a nice little callback for me. I'm like, oh, this is like when I first fought Knuckles. And for me, when I think with Sonic 3, you're able to save your gameplay. So I made that into a separate save file so I can always go back so I can fight Knuckles. I would purposely try to make the battle as long as possible because in the game, it probably takes like 3 hits to beat Knuckles. Yeah. I just want to save the moment that I'm fighting like an equal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then some of the extra like other things. Like for me, there's a little, like for me, it's, I'm newer to some of the mechanics from Sonic where he's like a jump and then kind of stomps into the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, yes. To break the ground. But he was using that to beat the shit out of Knuckles.
I know.
On the stairs, I'm like, oh,
and then he broke the stairs.
Yeah, they didn't hold back on these.
They showed it. Like, I mean, they didn't go as far as like showing blood or anything because it's a kids' movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, they were just like, yo, no, they're fighting. They're making contact, and you can see it.
Yeah, and then Knuckles' special attacks. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I think the one of those other. Oh God, yeah. Closing it off in the way of him, like him being
the base of ball.
Oh my god! Well, it was so. It was a nice, like, call out to the first movie of seeing Sonic playing by himself.
Yeah,
and just being lonely, and now he has friends.
Yeah, he's got a human family, and then he's got friends.
Yeah, and oh god, just seeing them not just in battle, but just
and being, also Knuckles not being alone because he was the last one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, they both had like that similar moment of both being alone. I feel like they did. They did the whole like we have the same story. Better than
your mother. I was gonna say your mother's name is Martha.
Better than that, right? I was like, they had a better moment than that fucking moment from Batman versus
because he was like, I lost everyone too. And I was like, your mother's name was Martha, but better.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, that scene was so cute just because even when it was like the humans talking.
Mm-hmm.
You can see there's this moment where Knuckles picks up Tails and puts them on a
shoulder. Yeah, puts him on the shoulder. I was like, let's go, Fox. I was like,
it's
I had so much emotions.
I loved that moment. It's funny because when there's I follow this other Sonic channel called Sassoon Studio Film Studios where they do a lot of Sonic fan cartoons.
Yes,
Knuckles and Tails are always kind of like,
I know.
Knuckles is going to beat your ass, Tails.
No, I'm like, my baby boy. How dare!
I love that music channel.
Yeah, shouts out to them.
Emory sent me one video, and then I keep getting recommended, and I'm like,
I was stuck on it for a while, man.
I'm still stuck on it. I'm still waiting for them to just update.
Essentially, yeah. So, oh god, I'm that was a great way to close.
Yeah.
The
movie. Oh.
And then, I really want to watch it again. I was planning on watching it today by myself, just to prep for this.
Wow.
I was. That's why I told you. I was like, man, I really want to watch it the second time before we did this. Okay.
But I was like, we gotta watch fast. We gotta talk fast. And there's all the other Easter eggs, because I tried to look at other Easter eggs that people may have seen. Like there's like the whole Dr. Robotnik having his own game, the Mean Bean. He had his own little
Mean Bean. Yeah.
Yeah, he had his own game. Oh, by the way, I forgot that character's name. Robotnik Psychic. He was fantastic too.
Stone was great.
Stone was a great addition to it. Like I remember, what was it?
Did he ever finish his reconnaissance?
No, like the better than Snively from the Archie Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
But
They made him kind of gay, and I love it. Like, not kind of gay, but like, but also like
kind of hinted it.
Kind of but also
like very obsessed.
When he was scrolling through like the costume ideas, and there was the French maid one. I was like,
what? I'm glad that they gave like the classic outfit too, just to
give us a little.
Yeah, and like the whole like introduction of him making a freaking latte or whatever.
The latte, yeah.
And then of Robotnik, and the guy just like, what are you doing to my coffee?
Who's so aggressively?
who is this? Because that was like a TikTok trend as well. Like you would wait for like someone,
to like mess up just, their food. They're like trying to take like an Insta picture of their food, and you. God, like it's either the latte art, it could just be plated food.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey again.
Oh, and this Jim Carrey is
like in flossing and trying to like convince Knuckles to work with him.
What pain.
That hurt. And yeah. I love the fact that they did that.
It was like cringy, was but choice. Also like
I it get was it. Good cringe.
It was like, yeah, it's perfect cringe. Thank you. Thank you, Jim Carrey. Thank you, everyone. Put that together.
Yeah.
This is a
great.
Like I'm happy it still worked out because with the original design, the shitty design, I was sad, but I was like, as a Sonic fan, I'm going.
I would have watched it to see the train wreck that it would have become.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm so glad they actually, you know, allowed themselves to get bullied by Sonic fans.
Or like to listen.
And then
shouts out to the studio and the 3D animators and the modelers and everyone who had to recreate that. But I still think it's a marketing tactic.
You can't do it that fast.
But that technically.
Well, can you?
I imagine. Because they're already marketing. I forgot how long
into toys were already out.
I forgot how long into it was, but it's possible. But I can only imagine, like, one, once you change the 3D model, you're effectively changing like how the geometry of everything of what the character looks like, which means you have to re-rig this thing. And have to rematch the animation to a lot of action scenes and then re-render it to a lot of scenes that were probably finished. So I can imagine that was probably a lot of sleepless nights to one, recreate it, to re-rig it and animate it. They have fucking quills and fur.
So yeah.
I'm guessing there was some sort of simulation on that to make sure that it moves like quills. Like it feels believable.
The pressure was on.
Yeah, the amount of sleep they probably didn't have to make sure to turn it around, but I'm glad that extra effort did go a long way. And then a shout out to the team again that made it, and then listening to the fans because it's like, oh.
I love the fact that the toys were already out for the bad design, for the bad character design, and I still want one. I still want the action figure.
Oh my gosh.
Just for the lulz.
Dude, they're gonna
and go sell it.
Like, yeah, exactly. They're gonna go up for higher price. Cause I'm like, remember when this would have turned out like this?
I know.
Like,
remember this would have been our Sonic.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of toys, I need to go get some toys. Like two of each.
Just
to play and just.
And then the other one for the boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was at the bookstore with my friends before we went to the movie theater. I bought like a whole bunch of books, but like I was sitting there was a couple of like Sonic toys. I was just like. Should I?
That's the thing.
I'm already spending a lot of money on books.
If I buy
toys. Might as well get a toy.
If I buy toys, Jordan's going to think it's for him.
You'll be like,
that's fair. Buy a third set for him.
I think McDonald's back in the day, I think it was McDonald's, they had Sonic toys as well.
They did.
Sonic had one where it was a launcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Knuckles that was on a cloud because he glided and he could twist. And I remember playing for hours, just Sonic and Knuckles fighting. And then I had a regular army guy pretending to be Robotnik. just on my little art desk, and I just obsessively like just draw Sonic. And I was like, I remember one of my dream jobs as a kid was to draw for Archie Comics to do for art for Sonic. And one of my favorite artists is Spaz or Spaziente. And then he was, because he had some of the best Sonic covers I've ever seen. And I tried to imitate a lot of my style to him. I'm a nerd. I'm trying to look for my collection.
Daddy. So one of the friends that I went with to go see Sonic was actually an ex-boyfriend of mine, and then I was like sitting there, like I was like, I'm talking to Emroy, like, you know, like when I was over there, we were listening slash watching like the IDW Sonic stuff on YouTube, like on a drive, and then I'm sitting here, I was like, I have a type.
Oh my god,
Sonic fans.
Sonic fans.
Knuckles, bitch.
Knuckles, bitch.
Oh my god, I'm gonna do a side by side of you and Lauren. Because
we put that on the stream last week.
Oh god. Yeah, as a fan, I'm quite satisfied. I mean, I know it's a kids' movie targeted for kids. There's those
it was moments, a good kids' movie.
I think, but it's like, as a fan, yeah, I'm quite satisfied with it, despite the humans part, or, you know, which. Nah.
What they have to.
That's like, that's yeah.
They have to.
But when it came to delivering Sonic, they delivered Sonic. I almost feel like, just a thought, because there's always producers that try to push the agenda, which is why some movies are just end up being shit. Mm-hmm. Like there's the director's vision and there's producers trying to sell something. I almost feel like maybe they're trying to fit that in. It's like to, you know, try to make it relatable. Like if we think about adults, regular adults, because we're kind of, I think the regular adults, like they're not exactly.
We're not like good. The other adults.
Like they're who are much more mature than us. But there's the regular adults who aren't fans, who aren't exactly going to connect with Sonic, which is which I think is stupid. Like this, not the cartoons are for kids, but they're not going to connect with that. What they will connect with is the adult storyline, which I think is the reason why they kept it.
Yeah, that's like they kind of had to. Mm-hmm. And it's also, they're probably also thinking about like, this is a kids movie, so families are going to go, like parents and their kids. So the parents need to have something.
Yeah, like this is for you, parents.
Yeah, but what if the parents are millennials and love Sonic?
That's fair.
They're like, just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case the kids love Sonic, but the parents are normies, you know?
Yeah. It took me forever to realize that there was a huge Sonic fan base. Yeah. Because I thought, me growing up, I was probably one of the few people like that loved and obsessed with Sonic.
You know what?
Like,
to be fair, when we were all growing up, like Mario was more talked about than Sonic was.
No,
around my game wise.
That, and then around my school is fucking X-Men or Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
like, Sonic. Also a game I'm good at.
Yeah, I didn't know how much people really cared about this.
Yeah.
When we knew Rosie, when we started talking about Sonic, I was like, no, are you a Sonic fan?
Like what? Wait,
what? So much so that we nicknamed ourselves Sonic and Knuckles. Yeah.
This is like hype. I'm like, oh my gosh, you understand?
It's so cool to seeing other people kind of get hyped around. I'm like, yes.
That's how I felt in the theaters. I was like, oh my gosh, my community. Oh my gosh, my people.
Right? I'm like, because for me, and also like going through like college, I felt some sort of shame saying that I was a big Sonic fan, because it wasn't like, because this is an arts, the animation school. You got, and they even looked.
They looked down on anime.
They heavily looked down on anime. They were like, if you want to do anime, go to Japan. And I remember teachers saying that too.
Fine, so, I will go to Japan.
Yeah. I thought that too. It was like,
I will go to Japan.
I can't afford it. But I would love to.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
I was like, is that supposed to be an insult?
Because there's a way of how American animation works and all that stuff. But for me, because I heard that, I was like, oh, maybe, you know, the idea of me doing Sonic stuff would not be as cool. Because I definitely hid that part for a long time. But because I used to write a lot of Sonic fanfics, man. I wrote a Sonic fanfic during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh, I did.
Yeah. I sent it to Max and Lauren, and it was kind of loose, it was inspired.
It was more of an outline-y thing.
Yeah, not like a fully fleshed out.
Oh man, yeah, I remember going through that phase of fanfiction.
Oh my god, I was like reading, and I was like,
it was loosely inspired by Mechasonic's Attack on Angel Island. It was loosely inspired by that, but the premise is more like Knuckles has failed so many times as a guardian that he gets replaced by this council, and then what the turns out when then so no and then Knuckles gets exiled.
And then
Knuckles, it turns out this council is corrupt, so they put this corrupt guy in there, and it's kind of becomes more like Manifest Destiny. They have the power of the Master Emerald, so therefore they feel like they're entitled to the rest of the world.
Why do I feel like they could literally make a movie about this? If they're making the universe, dude.
Yeah.
I read that. I was like, more, please.
Like,
may I have some more?
In essence, Knuckles has to work with the others, but Knuckles goes head on with the replacement guardian, but they're equally as powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sonic and Tails are fighting the other bad guys on the side. Robotnik is not even existing here.
Yes. But
this is Knuckles' movie, bro.
So yeah, I remember in the Archie Sonic.
Paramount, are you listening?
It's not canon, but I think there was something called Echidnopolis, like they in the Archie universe, and then there's all these other ancients, and then the whole tribal thing, and then at this point, at least in me writing the story, it was like the council already exists, like, and then Knuckles, like, then they kind of like review. It's kind of like a branch off the IDW thing, where like Mechasonic took over because you were not there. And then is it kind of like leaning on his failures, and then like, boom, we're out. Here's a replacement guardian. Because we played with the idea of like a clone Sonic of Shadow, but like, what about a replacement Knuckles? Like,
why are you not like working with the team? Like,
hello, Paramount. Paramount, are you listening?
I would love to make this into a comic, but I don't have time to draw. But I would like to work with some sort of Sonic artist. What I have is the one paragraph, three paragraphs of what Act One, Act Two, Act Three of what it is. I don't have the exact of like full on series. So I was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna write this because we're all locked down. I might as well make a Sonic fan fiction because I think this came to me. I think I might have smoked. I was trying to go to sleep because I needed to relax. Like, because you guys know me, like my brain's on. Like, but then I'm like, this is a great idea. I just start writing.
Yeah, and you didn't overdo it, so you didn't like feel overwhelmed and start seeing things that you weren't supposed to see.
Yeah, but I would love to make this into a comic book and be like, IDW, let's work together.
Hello?
IDW.
Hey. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
man.
Call us. Yeah. So that's my Knuckles fanfic. So
he said, may I have some more?
Yeah, dude. I also made I was such a fan of so many other things. Like, I made a Sonic fanfiction where he meets Star Fox.
Yeah,
and they have to work together. Like, Star Fox gets lost during a jump, and he ends up at Morbius, and he crashes there. And that's where they meet.
What?
So, Smash Brothers Cinematic Universe.
Let's go.
And then it got crazy. The fan fiction was called Crossover Saga. So, because then they somehow meet the characters from Final Fantasy 7, 8, and it just gets so.
I mean, when did you write this?
I wrote this. Probably 97.
You predicted Cloud being Smash Bros.
I was a kid. I was.
You predicted
kid.
Cloud and Sephiroth me. Smash
like,
Bros.
Or me. Yeah, I was definitely a kid. Like I was writing like because, I didn't know fan fictions were a thing. I was just like, yeah, that'd be cool if Sonic and Knuckles and all of them met Cloud, met Squall, and then they met Star Fox. And they, I was simply making stories from my favorite games at the time.
Yeah. That's great. So,
and I'm like,
I have written myself in like I have written Harry Potter fanfic, but also written myself into them.
Yeah,
that's so good.
I wrote myself into.
Love self inserts.
I made myself into a Sonic character.
I started out replacing characters with myself, and then I just went ham.
But I'm in this universe now.
I am here now.
I was obsessed here with Dragon Ball Z at the time, but I didn't insert Goku into that universe because I thought he would just be too powerful.
So I made myself my
Sonic character with the powers of Goku.
Oh my god.
Like not the same like coming out of all shit. Yeah. Did I think I remember inking that, but like I had like blasters and all that shit. I think one of my characters' forms was a Raiden look. Like he was all mystical and shit. Cause that was also inspired, I think, from an anime called Ronin Warriors. Because one of the characters had like the staff, and I combined those things to create my character. At the time, it was cool to have bangs. My Sonic character had bangs and can also go Super Saiyan or Super Sonic, but with a. Yeah.
You see this excitement, though, this excitement that's coming out and stuff like that. See, and they just care about this, took care of that. They took care of this.
It's coming from a 34-year-old man.
I remember I started writing a Half-Life fan fiction where it's also a self-insert. I love Half-Life. I'm going to be the
Black
Mason. I'm just going to
insert myself here.
I'm going to do the act. I'm the one
that's
a shooty.
Yeah. I wanted to be in the stories. My I was such a big fan. I remember my brother and I would be called, we came up with our own forms of Sonic because we would be, at one time we were obsessed with the Ninja Turtles. It would be Ninja Sonic. He would be Ninja Tails. We would be sneaking missions. And then at one point, it was inspired from Dragon Ball or something with fire. It would be Inferno Sonic. And then...
That sounds so badass. Oh my God.
And then that's Tails really cool. would be... And he would be Inferno Tails. And it would be like a fire element. Hence, if you
guys... I wish I knew how to draw.
Any of you guys knew me during the AOL Instant Messenger era, like my
Inferno Sonic?
My screen namer was Inferno Sonic 923.
Oh my god, I remember you stuck on there too. I was like, Inferno Sonic. I know you like Sonic, but like, where'd the Inferno come from?
Yeah, but someone told me they thought I was gay because of it. Because Inferno, like being flamboyant, I'm like, no, because Sonic and fire.
Yeah.
Fire, bro.
Yeah. And that's my history.
That's great, you know. And then that's why, like, when Sonic Forces came out, the whole concept of you can create your own character.
Yeah,
I was just like,
I'm in the game.
This is me. It's me.
I swear to God, like that character creation screen, I took a while. Like, who?
Me too.
Do I want to be a hedgehog? Do I want to be a
bunny? Dog?
Oh my god. What animal do I want to be? Do I want to be all of it?
What do I want to wear? Like, what do my gloves look like?
Exactly. And then you can unlock more clothing. You're
the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, like I know a lot of people like talk smack about the game itself, and I understand, whatever. But man, that character design, you can make your own character. I was like
I love a game with character creation. I don't care what it is.
The customization.
I'm invested. Like I'm like I see myself in it now. I want to run alongside and save the world of Sonic and beat Dr. Eggman. Not in that way, but
beat the egg. Beat egg.
Beat egg.
Beat egg.
Yeah.
set.
Satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take a quick bathroom break and I'll be right
bathroom
back.
Bathroom coffee.
Static.
Tails. Oh. I'm just happy. It's just Tails and Colleen.
So glad they put her on.
With respect.
Yeah, like, I know.
I think like, it's nice for like celebrities to be voicing the characters, but like, yeah, it's really great.
Well, here's the thing, like they had freaking Idris Elba as Knuckles because they knew mm-hmm. the star power, but also Idris Elba wanted to. And yeah, there's Ben Schwartz, who's Ben Schwartz. Mm-hmm. But like the fact that nobody else was good enough for Tails, but the OG.
The OG.
It's Colleen.
Like it's the Miss like Vail. Home. It's
yeah.
Home. It's like,
and that actually brought like the nostalgia factor like mm-hmm. even more because it's just like Tails sounds like Tails from when we were kids.
Yeah. Like because Tails is a kid, you know. Yeah. So like I know in other Sonic games, like they replaced Tails' voice.
Yeah,
there's one time they horrendously replaced his voice.
We don't want to talk about that. But that is Bruno. We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that at all. No, but like, it's just Colleen's the only one that can do it. Like the
No one was good enough. No one else is good enough, man. Mm-mm. I mean, Idris Elba was great. Great. I literally don't. Can't see anyone else. Like they could have another like actual like voice actor.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that they still got Colleen. They were just like, well, if no other like big name actor is gonna be good enough, is gonna like bring Tails' essence to life enough. Let's just get Colleen up in here. Get Colleen on the horn.
Speaking of universes and movies.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
You see that capelet? Lauren made that.
So
she did that.
Temper Tantrum. We filmed. I normally like don't do the like do the whole cosplay thing because I never did it. But this idea of this very long running joke that I had with everyone. Doctor Strange doing gang signs and then crip walking was a very long running joke. And I was
very
like,
long, too long.
It was to the point I would do it at every rehearsal and every celebration.
Every meeting.
Yeah, at every meeting. But then I realized like, you know what? Doctor Strange's movie's coming out. Let's just do this for fun. Like, let's just ride this stupid joke that I've been doing. And like you obviously, you know, let's make it funny because Doctor Strange is doing gang signs and crip walking, but let's make the dancing dope. So, and then shouts out to Lauren for making this. This is super clutch. Appreciate you. We're figuring this out because this has weight. So at the first iteration, like it was like pulling back and I was like, so, and with that, because I feel like I'm like a Harry Potter and Doctor Strange put together
with the glasses.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
But ironically enough, because we were in the world of wizards, two other dancers were dressed up as people from Harry Potter. We were trying to get other people dressed up as other wizards as well, like Gandalf, just so we can have like the whole wizardy cast. But yeah, and it was kind of slightly windy that night, so when I was doing the dancing, felt fucking heroic. So again, shouts out to Lauren for making this. I appreciate you, baby. The original cast idea was different. Brandon was supposed to be Doctor Strange. I was just going to be Scarlet Witch because I had this hair just for the joke,
for the lulz.
Yeah. And then Lauren was America Chavez and she knocked that role out. And then Brandon couldn't make it, so I decided to be Doctor Strange again. Shouts out to Kat for being stepping up to be Scarlet Witch. This is fun. And then we tried to make it like a rap video instead of, but instead of like Cadillacs and all that stuff, we had like Priuses behind us. Toyotas. just like
the normiest cars.
Just like like the most suburban car. Just try to be like, just being as try hard as possible. I hope people enjoy that. Just the joke of it. And like, the only reason I'm probably like really leaning into it is just to ride the hype of Doctor Strange and the possibility of like the other X-Men and whatnot be showing up in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I hate you so much.
Shocker. Yeah. But this is cool. This is a bit like a Under Armour. And then she had like Lauren added some snappy things, so like it snaps off.
Snaps.
So it's like,
yep, we stand snaps.
I kind of just like go to meetings like this, like silence.
Silence.
Shirt.
What are you doing? Finger tutting. Yeah, that's it. Just want to show this off. It's really good, right? It's like,
yeah,
the material.
Yeah, I love velour.
Nice.
Yeah.
Velour is expensive, but it's hella cheap.
Hello, good sir.
Speaking of,
gotta
get my juicy
couture
tracksuits.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Let's end it here. All right. All right, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Live stream or not, everyone watching on YouTube, if you guys like to do all the things.
Wait.
Yes.
She has one.
Okay.
As of today, April 11th, Sonic Movie 2 has 97% audience score and is now the biggest video game movie opening of all time.
Yes!
Let's go! It's great.
So proud of our baby boys.
Thank you, Paramount.
Sonic.
Thank you, Sonic Team.
Thank you. Very proud and happy Sonic fans. I appreciate you.
Keep it up.
Yes. Yes. And don't fuck up the next movie.
Respectfully.
Respectfully. Don't fuck up the next one.
But yeah. All right. That's it. Appreciate you guys for watching. Follow them. Do all the things. We'll see you guys on the next episode of Awkward Tea Party. Goodbye.
I need a choreograph to Pumpkin Hill.
The sound design for this cartoon was amazing. Sonic, bitch.
Sonic.
I just realized, like, for that Sonic Boom entrance is the same Sonic Boom sound that they use for the video game now.
It's all full circle.
Ying, ying.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for hopping on, Rosie. I'm glad we were able to nerd out for a while about
this. Oh my god.
Yes.
I needed to discuss this.
Oh my god. Yeah.
When I saw it opening day, I'm like, I can't talk to anyone yet.
I know.
Rosie hasn't seen it.
I was asking him like very vague questions because he was also driving back from Arizona. So I was just like, just tell me something. Tell me something that won't entirely spoil it.
I told him not to tell me
a little
anything.
Bit. Just give me a little bit. Just give me a little taste.
You were like, the movie's trash. I was like, I didn't ask for this, okay? Don't tell me anything.
Give me a little bit.
I was like, you know what?
Just give me a little taste.
Just let her have, don't say anything. Let her enjoy it. Yeah. Because I was tempted, like what Max was saying, like, I was tempted to tell Max everything about Shadow, all the Easter eggs.
Oh, thank God you didn't tell me about Shadow. I would have punched you through the phone.
Because you were like, it's okay. Just tell me. I'll still enjoy it.
Well, here's the thing. I trust you enough to not spoil the big shit. Like, if you accidentally spoil something little, whatever. But, like, I trust you enough to not spoil the big shit. If you spoiled Shadow, I would not have spoken to you for weeks.
Shadow, yeah. Oh, and
I'm so excited.
I really want to watch it again.
I'm going to New York with my friends for my friend's birthday, but we're not going to go immediately. We're going to hang out. They want to go to the zoo. I don't want to go to the zoo. I want to go see Sonic again. Go see Sonic.
Go see Sonic.
Tell Kyle, do you want to go see Sonic again?
Fuck real life
animals. I'll pay. I'll pay. It's your birthday. You spent nothing. You spent nothing today, my guy.
No, fuck real life animals. Go see the CG animal.
Go see the CG animal from outer space, from a different planet.
From a different planet.
Oh my God.
Okay. Exciting. All right. Thank you guys for the conversation.
Thanks for hopping on.
Thanks for nerding out with us.
Yeah. It was fun. So much fun.
Sonic nerds.
Look at us.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good night. Love you.
Yeah, love you too.
Bye, Rosie.
Bye. Bye.